It's our usual Friday guest, cornerback and captain, Devin McCourty. Morning, Devin. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. Hey, let's get right to what people are talking about. Evaluate how you're playing this year, and I know it's only three games and it's a work in progress, versus how you played last year as a rookie, where you made the Pro Bowl and you led the team with seven interceptions. Your evaluation of you this year versus last?
I think it's been the same, you know, even last year at this point, just trying to improve each week and trying to get better. As rare as a week from today, I want to be better than I was last week, and then hopefully once you can pile all those weeks again better at the end of the season, I'll be a way better player than I came in the preseason camp. So that's my biggest focus, is just keep improving.
Are teams targeting you more than they did a year ago? You would think it would be the other way around. As a rookie, you think they'd be going after you. As a guy who made the Pro Bowl and picked off seven, they might stay away from you. That's not the case, is it?
No, I mean, I think when you go out there and you play defense, you're a corner. Teams either going to throw to the left or throw to the right, so... teams have been coming out and throwing the ball, and that's what it is. They can only go two different ways, so you're going to be targeted.
Would a pass rush help? Would it help your job, Devin?
I mean, we're all going out there and competing, and I think this week is going to be big. We've come in, we're focused, we're ready to go, and just everybody going out there Sunday and competing.
What did you see? We were busy here with Red Sox and Patriots. On the film, what did you see between the Jets and the Raiders? What impressed you about the Raiders?
Oh, I mean, their speed is all over the field. At every skill position, that team flies, and they take the opportunity to make big plays by getting those athletes the ball. And even that quarterback with Campbell, he's an athlete too. So I think we have to just be prepared all over the field. There's the guys that can run. They're very athletic, so we have to be very disciplined.
It's a generally accepted theory, Devin, that Al Davis absolutely loves and adores speed. Can you see that on film?
Yeah, it jumps out on the film. You see guys flying down the field, so you can see that speed that he likes, and it's all over the field.
McFadden's easy to get on the ground, isn't he?
No, man. I don't know what film you're on now, but he's a tough guy to bring down. You know, he runs hard, and then he's the same way. He has that speed, so... when he does break out, he's not a usual running back. You're not going to catch him, so we got to kind of keep him contained.
Hey, a final question here for me, and it's kind of a technical one. I understand that last year the Patriots played a lot of cover two. This year it's more, it's not exactly cover two. It's cover one. Tell us and explain it to us like we're idiots what the difference is and what your role is different one versus the other.
We switch it up. We'll play different coverages, but mainly in cover one, you're a man-to-man, whereas in cover two, you're a zone guy. You're reading the quarterback, trying to play the ball by looking at the quarterback and not as much the man.
Are you more at the line of scrimmage in cover two?
It can go either way. You can always mix that up. So one thing about football, you can play the same thing a bunch of different ways.
All right, Devin, good talking to you, and good luck on Sunday out in Oakland.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Devin McCourty.